Questions, what?
Do you have a key?
Packets? Yeah, they're almost over there. Is
yours? Is yours?
And then we'll just keep it on. Use this until it gets back. I'll go get mine.
Okay. The edge of the Gemara, the Menachas, but again, the Onesh on Mitzvah's essay. So, the Gemara says, Kibbut Avim Gimel. The Gemara says in Menachas that a person does something to try to circumvent doing a Mitzvah's essay. Right, like he owns his four-cornered garment. So, Ashes is so he's Potter. So he didn't do anything wrong. He found the halachic loophole. But the word says in Menachos that Hashem gets angry at people who try to do that. So if it's a time that Hashem is angry anyway, Eden Rischa, then he will get he will punish people who try to circumvent mitzvahs, like the person who was trying to. So in the Sefer Vayeshev Moshe, he says that Kibbut Avim Nira Ledina says Vayeshev Moshe Shigam Tziv Ha'av Lo Seis Ve'ezes Chum Min Chosav Eim Chayv Noso Mishum Mitzvah Kibbut Avim Rakim Shomel Kol Oviv Yesh Mitzvah Nira Ledina Shusev Kol. In other words, he's saying the Kibbut Avim of Machil Mashke, that's the real thing. But the other thing of just Stam giving Nachas Ruach, first he says maybe that's only the Rabbanan, and maybe that's only B'Eden Rischa. That if you don't listen, then Hashem will punish. But it's not the real mitzvah essay. The law of mitzvah essay klal klal. It says B'Eden Rischa, Hashem punishes you for not doing certain things, so that would maybe be included. Just like he punishes you for circumventing tzitzis. That's the Yeshiv Moshe suggests. I don't think that's the Pashup Shah. Others say, no, that's a deraisa. Tain Divrei Rambam Negei La'av Shomer L'Bino Lavoral Din D'Rabbanan. Right? So even on Din D'Rabbanan, the Rambam says that you have to listen to your father, mother. Meaning, they can't tell you to violate even a D'Rabbanan. Right, even for a D'Rabbanan. Free will shall devrain. You shouldn't listen.
Why did you change your very dark small?
About the matir.
No, I'm sorry. Why did you change your very dark small?
So it's another time which came in the home needed Rabbanus Bechino Lam de Losasa. So the Beis Yosef explains because every Rabbanan is really a deraisa. That's one way. In other words, he's trying to explain why does the Rabbanan doche the mitzvahs. Because he says it violated in Rabbanan, but Mrs. Kibbut Avim is the Raisa, so how can that take more cloud over the Raisa of Kibbut Avim? Because he wants you to give him something that's not kosher midrabanan. So he's not supposed to do that. So he says, well, because every Raisa, every drabanan is somewhat of a Raisa. Or he says, kulchem chayovim bichvodi, and part of kavod hamakom is to follow the Rabbanans also. Yeah.
According to the sheet of that, if he like it, his mother. So what if a father told his daughter she can't go to the mikvah anymore.
Really? Really?
She has to listen to him.
Of course not.
Maybe the Pelegish is what you have children with the Pelegish.
Pelegish is Jewish.
The mikvah is just a matir.
Pelegish is a Jewish woman.
Yeah,
you have to go to mikvah.
I'm saying, let's say he can have Pelegish on a woman who's having children. Right? So his wife, he doesn't necessarily need to have the mikvah. Doesn't need to have it, for example, unless he wants. It's just a matir to have relations.
You mean if he has a Pelegish and a wife?
Yes, the father says, I don't want you, my daughter, who's his wife, to not go to mikvah. I don't want you to go to mikvah.
Oh, the daughter.
No,
because she's meshubed to him. She's meshubed to him. Okay, Tendi ve'emer Yoshi ben Igin, she'im omeres levenol olachas lebeis chamav. Right, the mother says to her son, I don't want you to go to your father-in-law. So we know that the Rosh says, if he says not to forgive someone, not to this, you shouldn't listen. So what's the story here about it's not sinner, it's just he doesn't want you to go there. But you're chayiv in your father-in-law's covet. So maybe it's a mitzvah drabanan to mechabed your in-laws. So you're not mechuyiv to listen to your mother. But it could be that the midst of kibbutz, you could be yotzei going there on an infrequent basis. If they say that they don't want you to go there on a regular basis, so maybe then you would have to listen to the mother, because the chovah of the mechabed, you'd be yotzei going infrequently, and then she just doesn't want you to go frequently. But if the tzivui was not to go at all, so then once part of it's batal, maybe the whole thing is batal. Bayek does moravim. So we said moravim is Yoshe ben Komo, those sosers Dvarav, Lomachrio. So the morale, the question that they all deal with is that the Gemara seems to say that when you're married, your partner, Isha, from Kibbutz Aveim, the woman is pater, because she now is in her husband's domain. So the question that they raise is, I can understand you put her from Kibbutz Aveim, because Kibbutz Aveim, the parents want you to do something for them, but at the same time the husband may want, and your first allegiance is to your husband. So that I understand, so therefore you pater. But if it's Mora, all Mora things are in negative. Moras don't contradict, don't sit in his place. So why is that a stira to Kibbutz Aveim? Why is that a stira to Kibbutz Aveim? So the morale.
The Gemara explicitly say both.
Yeah, well, it's on the pasuk Ish. It's on that pasuk. Okay, it's on the pasuk of Mora. So the morale deals with this question. And the Eliyahu Mizrahi deals with this question. So he says, the Maral, that included in Mora is to listen to your parents. Because if they tell you to do something, bring me chicken, bring me whatever, so then so in other words, so you violate both if you don't do it. Well, no, there are certain things that kibud and amora will overlap, and certain things that they won't overlap.
Shimush
overlaps. So shimush would overlap. I mean, if they tell you to do something, so then you have to do it al kavanah, and you have to do it al amora.
Service,
that's kibud, and mora, because if you're not doing it, you're so dvarf. You say Mora includes everything?
If service is everything in Kibbutz and it overlaps with Mora, I never have to teach Kibbutz.
Right.
So
maybe your whole is not.
According to this, like, what about a real year of your parents, like a real papa? Like, you just have to hear this, like, is that falling under Kabbalah also? I mean, like, you said Kabbalah is under Mora, but that's only because you're listening to them, like, not, like, fearing what they're saying, you're really listening to them. But if you just have a pachad, when they walk in the room, you have this certain that comes on you, that's not really out of, because you have kind of, is it also under Kabbalah? Is it the same thing? That kind of euro?
Okay. Now, what does Rav Eliyahu Mizrahi say? He said, in the Hanami, that, again, what the question is, how come the Gemara says when you marry, you don't have to do Mora, but why is that a conflict? So, the Maral says the conflict was Mora means that you have to listen also. And if you don't listen, that's Sosa Dvarav. So, therefore, if you have to do something for your parent, and but your husband wants you to do something for him at that time, so then you don't have to do Mora. And Dr. Rav Eliyahu Mizrahi says it's Eino Inyan. And in the Hanami, the Gemara speaking about Mora, but it really doesn't fit to Mora, because Mora is only negative. So therefore, you have to say what the Gemara means to say is you putter from Kibud when you're married. That's Rav Eliyahu Mizrahi, right? So what does the Shach say? The Shach says that all Sosa Dvarav is also a feel Shalom B'fanav. And he says all Sosa Dvarav means whether you argue on him or you tell someone else who's arguing on him that you're right. And the Machne also says this idea, with the same raya that you have to listen to your parents, midin mora of also says dvar. And the counter argument, like the way Rav Elyahu Zrachi will probably learn, is that no, lo sosis dvar means to verbally contradict. In other words, if your parents say clean up the room and you don't do it, that's not sosis dvar. If you tell them no, I won't. Because either way, you didn't clean up. One, you actually said you won't, so that's sosa dvar. But the others say that no, mali sosa dvar verbally, mali sosa dvar of an action. Bottom line is, you didn't do it. Whether we say sosa dvar only is in a verbal sosa dvar. Yeah, listening.
How can someone, let's say, somebody mocked with their father, Asa? Like, it's a rebellion of motion.
If your father's a Rav, a Posek,
what? If your father's a Posek, you're also a Posek.
Right.
So it's just a Rav?
I mean, if you pass him differently.
You pass him differently than your father.
Than your father. Right, as we did last year. Sosa Dvar can mean Dafka. We saw last year that maybe can mean only things that are not in Halacha. I mean, Sosa Dvar, like an opinion. Like, if father says one way, you want to go do this, you say no.
Because when you're aligned,
yeah. Yeah. You know, there was non Halachic things. In the Halachic realm, I forget who said that. We saw that last year. When we were doing. The Lafaz of Kibud Rav last year said in the Torah that's not in the Chumash Hadeshim, maybe we saw it.
So if it's within the Halach Gram, you can disagree?
Because you said you could even, we were talking about arguing with your Rebbe, and we said arguing with your Rebbe, maybe if you think the Chumash Hadeshim says, if you think your Rebbe, you disagree with him in Halacha, then that, because there could be a din of all sorts of Dvar of Rebbe, but that I think the Truma Sedeshin said doesn't apply if it's a halachic disagreement. Right, the Ramah quotes it. Ten divrei sefer haredim in morak kiva veim. For the reading on. Okay. Yeah, page 9. He says, Ishima Vimitimal. He says, Mitziva Shemidmel Sambain of Kimelachu Malka. You should view your parents like a king or queen. And you should be afraid to violate their wishes. And therefore, I will call Asher Yitzav Shneim, or Echad Mehem Yeh Hadorah Beinav Kidvar Melch Shiltov, or Yata Yomin Usmol. Vashach Loshen Mora, Ava Ba'odah Melch Alavadah. Then he says, Mahmoud Russell, so what does that mean? What is that implying? that it could mean anything. Orphanage says like that. Some say that mean anything, but he's treating them like the milk. Yeah. Right. It's a Ramah from the Truma Sadesh. And then we saw in the Sefer Meir Sha'arim. We saw from the Sefer Meir Sha'arim, that's a safer, early Sefer on Kibbutz Avim, that he says that all the examples in the Gemara, he has the same question about the married lady, right? He says all the cases of the Gemara are just examples. But there are many more. In other words, the Gemara is not an exhaustive list. Tanav Shir. The Yishmaim Ola, Lofim Ula Revavos. La Lofim Ula Revavos. The Sefer Meir Sha'arim. Okay, so now it's time for Hanukkah. Okay, Moshe, what is this? Okay. It's okay, Hanukkah is close enough, I can remember. Tamekar's Peshat supposedly to have a shliach is B'nai Chanukah. Can you appoint a shliach? Hagon of Jake Frankel, this week was a shliach B'nai Chanukah. It's unbelievable. That his roommate was getting married, and he told him to be a shliach, that was to light in his new apartment, which he already started living there. So Jake lit. Why did Jake light? He was basing himself on the Ran. That the Ran says in Pesachim that the shlichus for near Chanukah, because the Ran says why some mitzvahs le and some mitzvahs al lehaniach tefillin leishem besukkah, because those you can't have a shliach, so it says le. Things that you could do shliach al hashchita al hamila, we're having mincha at 12:30 if you're interested. So those things, al means on the general mitzvah, so that you could have a shliach. So then the Ran asked the kasha, so that how come there is Chanukah? In there is Chanukah, there's a shliach, and yet we say lahadlik. So he says, no, you can have a shliach, but it has to be the guy's neiros, the guy's oil. Because Jay can't just bring in his own menorah in life, unless he's mezakeh for the other guy. But his neiros, and then Jake lights. Rav Abadi holds that b'zman hazeh, you can't have shlichus for near Chanukah, because he holds that you're lighting for the b'nei habayis, not for the reshus harabim. So if this is the reshus harabim, so every house has to have a menorah for the house to the reshus harabim. So it doesn't matter who lights it, you can make a shliach. But if it's b'nei habayis, then it has to be for you. You have to be there. But not everyone accepts that. So Jake followed the shita that...
Someone's going to light. What if... I mean, this situation would work as he was getting married. But if he was going to come home later, Jake was going to light, and 10 minutes later, he's going to come home to see it.
Who, the chassan?
In a different situation. Obviously, the chassan's not coming home to the apartment that night.
Right.
But in a different situation.
What's the situation?
I light for someone because he's... Is he can't light, but he comes home 20 minutes later to see the candles. So obviously, then he could have just done it himself.
Exactly.
He's
going to come home. We'll let him do it. Usually, shlichus is like we use it in a case where you're not going to come home, like this case. He's going to a hotel. But we don't have that b'zman as that, because we're not lighting for the shuk anymore. So b'zman chazal is atcha tichlo regel mana shuk.
or if someone else gives it, it has to be when it has to be him seeing it in the house, or what if someone else is sleeping over that night? So someone else is seeing that.
What?
If someone else.
According to
everybody.
Someone
else is going to sleep over.
No, but he owns that United Yotzei.
Yeah.
Just matter that. That's a chumrah. He has a chumrah. It's a chumrah. Now, the question is, could Jake make his own bracha for the shliach? So the Bach says not. The person has to be there. So then the question is, if the person's there, why doesn't the person light themselves if they're there? So what's the answer? So we look in the minhagim, say from minhagim of who? Isaac. Tirna. And he explains that the thing was about an almana. An almana, so all the years her husband lit, so she's not used to lighting. So they have this psychological thing, they're not going to light, so someone's going to light for them. It has to be a man. So she won't light, because just psychologically she can't light. So therefore, so she's not going to light, so he'll light, but then she should be there to hear the bracha, because he really can't make the bracha. He really can't make the bracha, because it's not the way the Marach or Zeru says, it's not his mitzvah. It's not the shliach's mitzvah, it's the balabais's mitzvah, so then he has to make a... if like Mila is anyone's mitzvah. You have to make sure that all Klal Yisrael is mal. So that's what the Marach or Zeru says, that even if you're a moyel, you can get someone else to be mal, because your mitzvah is just to make sure it gets done. So with Isaac Tirna, says he can't light. He can't make a bracha. Unless the other person's there, then you make a bracha from them. No, he's just saying else the bracha. Everybody's saying else the hadlacha. So we're having a whole discussion with Jake. Could he make the bracha? Because if he's choshesh. What?
The discussion was I was already going to be Yotze.
Right, but it doesn't matter. Even if the owner is going to be Yotzei, still you're lighting. In most cases of shliach, the guy's going to light for himself, and then he's going to be a shliach for someone else. He's not going to be Yotzei his halacha through the shlichus he's doing for someone else. So Jake said a chiddush that he was going to light for himself first and not talk, and then go to the other guy's apartment.
Rav Shaker said the chiddush.
Yeah. So. So the question of that is the Sashin and Mukh.
Yeah.
The Sashin and Mukh.
You
should
also ask me how far
it was walking. Kasha says once you leave the house, that's the Sashin and Mukh. Whereas, like, say for example, you're drinking tea, coffee here in the Rizvej, and then you go out. So then you see someone's knocking. You know, like me, so that they're not going to know. And then you go out to help you. So you actually walked out of the building. So then the halacha is a shina makom. You have to make another bracha.
Even when you come back in,
except for.
Then we say, can you leave to David and come back?
Especially if you're in the middle of a meal. In the middle of the meal, you can leave and come back. You don't need another bracha.
What's the definition of a meal? Just bread.
Bread. Right. But if you're just having a tea, coffee, then so then once you leave, the pasha says, then you bracha the meal.
Das to be a traveler. I don't have to make another.
Das doesn't work. Das doesn't work if it's from
inside.
From inside to outside, that doesn't work. That only works within the same building. Okay? So, there is one sheet of Rav Yaakov Emden that says that if it's like a very short time, you walked in and out quickly, then then there's no din of shin malchut. That's a chiddush, and I don't know if it would necessarily say from binyan to binyan. I don't know. According to the Bach, she would have to read it. And Rav Moshe Feinstein said a different pshat in the Bach. Moshe Feinstein gives two pshatim in the Bach. One pshat he says in the Bach is that he was only talking about Shasta Nisim. That you can't make for the other person. So therefore, it's not right lachatchila to make a to do the mitzvahs of someone else if you can't do it properly, make all the brachas to them.
Why wouldn't he be able to say shas anisim? Wouldn't he think that would be, I guess, more shaykh that a shteich can say for you?
Because that's, I guess, the own mitzvah shevach to give hodah, so that he has to. See, on the mitzvah, that's a mitzvah, so you make a shliach, but shasanisim not, right? So therefore, once you can't say shasanisim, so then it's not right to have a shliach when you're not going to do the mitzvah correctly. So therefore, have the person stand by, so this way you could make the shasanisim for the other person also, and then you'll get all the brachas in.
Yeah.
But the pashas is not like... Pashas is not like the.
Is there anything that you could say, Shas Anisim, not by the candles?
Well,
you know the mitzvah is being done for you, and then you could just say Shas Anisim. There's nothing about the candles.
Right, but we view that has to be connected.
Yeah.
And then the Moshe said another word, he wanted to say, Mo, maybe he was only talking about an Isha, because an Isha. We don't have a din of Arvus, you know. If you hold like the Rosh, you don't say Yatzamotzi by an Isha. So then, if you don't say Yatzamotzi by an Isha, but maybe Al Persume Nisa, you could still. Maybe there's another din of Arvus, not midin. There's a din of Yatzamotzi, not midin Arvus, but din Persume Nisa, and that the person has to be there for.
Yatzamotzi by an Isha means.
You make Kiddush already, so some say according to the Rosh, you can't make another Kiddush for the Isha. Kivega has a different thing. He says, no, because the Isha's chayv in Kiddush, so then you could do it for her.
What was the chiluk between Friday night and Shabbos day? For a Kiddush.
For what?
For the being Motzi the woman.
There was a whole discussion if you daven marv and she didn't, so you'd say the it was kiddush Friday night. It's a deraisa for men and for women. So if you already daven shmona esrei, maybe you don't say the deraisa, and now but she didn't daven marv yet. So you're already only have a chiyuv derabbanan. She has a chiyuv deraisa. So it's the whole thing. But the pashup shad is. If you really want to know what the sources say, is neither of these pshatim of Moshe. Moshe didn't have all this. He didn't have a Maracha Rezerva in front of him when he wrote the Tshuva. And he didn't have a Isaac Turner. I mean, where did he write the Tshuva? What year was that? So he wrote the tshuva. In Tofresh Peivov, in Luban, to Rav Nechemya HaKoyen. You know, that's Rav Nechemya Katz. Rav Nechemya Katz's grandson married Rabbi Yitzchak Cohen's daughter. Tafresh Peivov, what year was that?
Tafresh
Peivov. He's Tafresh Peivov. Where are mathematical people here? So it is, 86. So to get to Tov Shin, you need 14 years. And now we're Ayin Zayin. So 14 and 77 is what? 1491 years ago. 91 years ago, the tshuva was written. So believe me, 91 years ago in Russia, Rav Moshe didn't have a tshuva smarach hazarua. He didn't have Sefer Menachem of Isaac Tirna. So he had a tour, and he had a Shulchan Aruch. So he made these very creative tratim, which are true, but not necessarily what the Bach himself had in mind. Or
1925.
Yeah. Then we discussed the shlichus. Shlichus work for cotton for near Chanukah. So we saw the Sefer Avdeshon, we quoted from the Sefer Chesed Avram. It quotes a Nesivus that says shlichus doesn't work for shlichus normally doesn't work if you're not ain't shlichus l'varver, but if you're if the shlich is lav b'chiyuv, then yesh shlich. But the Shach says, but ain't shlichus l'katan. So the Siva says, there are two shlichus of shlichus. One is to make a halos, take the megarish and isha, so that he can't do. To megarish and isha, he can't. But this is just not a halos, it's a maisa, lighting the candles, so that he could do. So Adi Gemara says, katan lights the candles, no good. So we said, that's only if he lit it on his own. But if he lit it with the shlichus of the father, then it's okay. So that's the Shut Chesel Avram. And he brings a raya from the Magad Avram that if a woman was, you know, was too late, she went to the wedding, the Friday wedding, and then she comes home, she didn't light the candles, she can get a goy. So Rabbi Kivegi says, but what do you mean? Ain't shlichus lakum. Yeah, that is right. The Siva says that to explain the shitas that say that the shlichus is for cotton, like for a dvar avera or for things like that. But then the problem is that the Siva himself says there's no shlichus for a mitzvah, so then Avnishom says maybe there's a difference between an avera and a mitzvah. And then before we discussed the Ramazim for the Gemara Din of Chanukah, we discussed the Mishnah of Bikurim, Mech Sukkos Ad Chanukah, Mevim Ve'enakorim. We discussed the Zera Kodesh, what is Zera Kodesh quote? El Hashem Vayel Yisru Chaba Ozeim Ad Kodesh, El Hashem Vayel Yisru Chaba Ozeim Ad Kodesh Mizbeach. Chaba Ozeim is the Sukkos of an Anachet Ovos. Ad Kodesh Mizbeach is until Chanukah. Then we discussed the Aniv Anayin Al Chad Ko. Then we discussed the Vayib Kim Shlosh Chadoshim, Vayib Al Tamar, the Basayin, Zan San Tamar Chosam Chob Silecha, that shows that Klal Yisrael is really, even if they make a mistake, they're still good people. So those are some of the Ramazim. And the reason we did this was we discussed the Gemara Din, the Zohar, the two opinions, whether it's Shmini Atzeres or Hoshana Rabbah, and we said the Sifrei Chassidus have it even till Chanukah. So that's the idea. Okay, everybody, so just to summarize a little bit the semester. You know, they had a thing while you summary the whole year in a minute. So Eitan Van was on and I was on it. Interesting. Other people were on it also. But somehow they had this. Do you see this clip?
Yes.
You saw it? Where was I?
You're teaching in the Smich Hashir. Was that, you had a brown desk by you?
Oh, that was what I mean.
I don't know when someone was in the video. That's what it looked like.
It was contemporary law?
Yeah, that's the
brown desk.
Brown desk, so it wasn't here. Yeah, and Nathan Van, he was in it also. So okay, so Baruch Hashem, I think we had a very nice man. We learned a lot of inyanim you know, you divide in two sections, right? The Rambam, Kesem Medivei Sofrim, and all that thing, and then we did the Taz about Chesem Shurish Bekra, which also encompassed a lot. Then I'm going to be giving Shirim now Kiddush Etos, and maybe other things, and then we'll see. I didn't fully decide. We'll still keep it under aim for the Sundays, because still have to do, and I still have to figure out what to do. You know, I'm not sure whether we should do Yichud, or should we do that only on Sundays, or some other sugyas that are nogei al maisa for pidyon haben or something like that, or mila pidyon haben, those type of inyanim. You could discuss it. You could all tell Moshe and Jesse your opinions. I always like to hear. You know, usually these. Who told you, Jake? You was the one who said I should do kibbutz aveim. And last year we did Bal Tosef Teliki. That was from Teliki. Teliki told me let's do Bal Tosef. And I said, ah, Bal Tosef, you sure? And then yeah, we did it. That was a good limud. And then that was the first. And then we did what?
Zotasef.
What?
Zotasef.
Oh, so.
We did a little Bal Tigra also.
Yeah, we did Bal Tigra, and then we did Zafir Mamre and things like that. Yeah. So it's good in Yanim, you know. Yeah, you see everything inside. And after Chazar, you should feel good about yourselves that you kona the topic. You know, that you see it inside. You know, Chazar shouldn't be just be like you're kind of looking at someone's notes. You know, and look. Each semester you have a.
Yep.
Yeah. So this is your third?
Yep.
Okay. Archives. Yeah, these are the archives.
Library. It's a new feature.
Yeah. Packets. That was a big thing that I used to be the big paper for budget cuts. We decided to do it on the small paper. So this way.
We print it out tomorrow.
Yeah. What?
The small paper.
Yeah, but someone at night are using my big packets, but they print it out in small. You know, Schultz, he's learning, you know, from L.A. Aram.
Yes.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Yeah, so he printed this. It didn't look so bad. I thought when you take this big thing, it's going to be terrible. But So Bez Hashem, those that want to come to this year from 11 to 12 during this time, you're welcome. Certainly, I understand if you can't. I know this is a very, you know, hard time for those that have, you know, but whatever. And Chumash, you know, Bez Hashem will be continuing as well. And I'll start the new Zman. And if you have a suggestion that's something that interests you, I'll always listen. I can't say what the final maskana, but, you know, if you mention to Moshe or Jesse or me, whatever, yeah, any ideas, I take them, you know, because that's how Kibbutz Aveim. I wasn't necessarily thinking, but I think Jake said, no? Kibbutz Aveim. Taliki said Bal Tosef. So I take into account the ideas.
What about Shavuot Kesef?
Shavuot Kesef. We did a little bit about Shavuot Kesef.
Right.
The question is that it could be a Shavuot Kesef for Pidyon HaBen. If you want to do Pidyon HaBen, that could be something of interest. Okay. I take everything into mind and everything into account. I mean, it's always good to have you. You know, it's a very homey based medrash here. All the rabbis here, so we're going to start mitzvah soon. Okay.